I'm Steve Potter, and coming up next on Cityscape, we're going to meet soprano Elizabeth Futrell and composer Philip Lasser. But first, the Old Webster Jazz and Blues Festival runs from noon until 10 tomorrow in downtown Webster Groves. Please welcome the festival's music director, Terry Perkins, and Bjorn Ranheim, who is a cellist and part of the 442s, who are performing during the festival tomorrow. Welcome to you both.
Pleasure to be here.
Thank you.
This is the 14th festival, and I understand, Terry, you know a little bit about the history, although I don't think you were there in the beginning, but as a journalist, you used to cover it, didn't you?
I did, and it actually started as more of a traditional jazz ragtime festival. I believe the first lineup had the St. Louis Ragtimers, the late Jeannie Cottrell, and a little out of the ordinary for that lineup was Willie Akins. But it continued as more or less in the traditional jazz vein for about two or three years, but gradually evolved to include all types of jazz. And then I believe about 5 or 6 years ago, the name was changed from the Webster Groves Jazz Festival to the Old Webster Jazz and Blues Festival.
Right. And Bjorn, when I think of the 442s, I don't normally think of jazz, although I know you're very eclectic and you do lots of music. So tell me how you fit into this.
Well, I think we fit in because, you know, two of our members, Adam Maness and Sid Rodway, are, of course, phenomenal jazz musicians, and they work pretty much full-time with Aaron Bodie, the phenomenal jazz singer. And so I think that's kind of our entry into this group. We're going to be appearing with Aaron as our special guest. So that helped bring the 442s into the fray.
Have you been a part of this one before?
We have not, actually. This is the 442s' first appearance. The Aaron Bodie group has performed on many occasions for this festival, but we're very, very happy to be a part of it. It's just a great treasure here in St. Louis.
Terry, that makes me wonder how you choose acts for this. And I think one of the things that you're proud of is that all the acts in this festival are local.
Very true. And I think we as St. Louisans and the St. Louis region can be proud of the musical tradition that we have and the fact that it's a living tradition, that great musicians continue to develop here. And it's really wonderful to give them a chance to get exposure on a big stage in front of up to about 12, 13,000 people every year.
That's incredible. So I know it's really grown in attendance and scope over the years. You know, now there are two stages downtown, so the event's been magnified over the years, for want of a better term.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun because if you're familiar with Webster Groves, Gore Avenue is closed off from Lockwood on down to the train tracks, and Allen Avenue, which is very close by, is also closed. So you have two very natural seating areas for stages, and just makes it a very fun pedestrian type of festival. There's kids' activities in between and food and beverage as well.
Bjorn, will this be a different experience for the 442s in any way? Just the ambiance and the type of audience will be different for you?
It definitely will be. I mean, we are used to playing in more indoor venues, but I think, you know, performing for an event such as this is great because you do have this kind of closed off environment with kind of almost a natural amphitheater in a way. And so I think it's going to be a perfect place for us to play and nice to get outdoors on a beautiful, sunny, late summer afternoon.
We're going to run down the lineup here in just a moment. But Terry, talk about a local competition that you had before the festival, before today's date. And I think it's a new group that we'll see there.
Yes, it's the band that won the competition is actually called The Spies. And they play sort of, I would describe it as old school blues and R&B. And quite a fine group. We actually started this 3 years ago because we wanted to provide a little bit of element to open it up to bands that were either up and coming or that were maybe playing but not at a level of we have to be booked every single weekend at a club, but to give them the opportunity to be on the same stage as some really great professional musicians. And it's worked out well. We've had three competitions. What we do is take entries. They have to send in MP3s and a bio and contact info. We listen to them all. We come up with, depending how many bands, 8, 4, get them all together, have a competition, and judges judge them on their ability to communicate with an audience, their professionalism, their musical talent, their originality. For 3 years, we've gotten a really good group and gotten them some exposure.
And this year's winner again was?
They're a group called The Spies, S-P-Y-S.
Tell me about their sound.
kind of classic R&B, very old school. A lot of fun, great lead singer who has a lot of charisma. And they're normally a five-piece, but I think they're bringing in a sax player for this one.
That's Terry Perkins, and we're also talking to Bjorn Ranheim about this year's Old Webster Jazz and Blues Festival, which runs tomorrow. Why don't we run down the lineup now? There are two stages, so I'm assuming both stages active at the same time?
Yeah, they're far enough apart that you don't get any sound bleed over, so that's nice. But they're close enough, and we've tried to stagger the start times so that if you really want to see both bands that are
You
can do it.
Well, let's see how this works here. So it all begins at noon tomorrow on the Webster University stage, which is on Gore Avenue.
Right.
You're beginning with the Funky Butt Brass Band. They've been around for a while.
Oh, yeah. They are an amazing band. Obviously, from the brass band in their name, they evolved out of the New Orleans brass band tradition. They can even do second lines, that kind of stuff. But this time they'll be on stage, and their repertoire really expands beyond traditional New Orleans jazz to New Orleans R&B, and just a lot of fun.
And Bjorn, if you're familiar with any of these groups, jump in if you have something to add.
Absolutely. Well, the Funky Butt Brass Band just finished the Lafayette Square Summer Music Festival in my neighborhood, and they're just always such a treat. I mean, a great high-energy group, and I think it'll be a good way to kick off the festival.
Then following that, on that same stage, Big Brother Thunder and the Master Blasters.
Yeah, this is a fairly new group on the St. Louis scene. They're younger musicians, but they take their musical cue from, again, kind of that funky R&B sound that is predominant here in St. Louis a lot. They, as a matter of fact, Lou Fest, when it was here, they were the opening band on Saturday.
Also on that stage tomorrow, we'd be someone we know very well from like Jazz at the Bistro, Gene Dobbs Bradford and the Blues Experience. You must know Gene.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, he used to have a close relationship with the St. Louis Symphony and just does a great job in all of his work with Jazz St. Louis. But especially this group, I think, is a lot of fun. Just fantastic, hard-hitting blues.
Yeah, this gives Gene a chance to exhibit the other side of his personality. He is actually a tremendous harmonica player.
See, I always think of him as a businessman, so I need to see this other side of him.
It's worth seeing.
Then on the Gore Avenue stage will be Webster University Jazz Ensemble, and that begins at 6 p.m.
Yeah, and that is one of the mainstays. Almost every year, not quite to the very beginning, but almost every year, the faculty at Webster University in the jazz department puts together a group, and they come out and play. And we've got some great musicians who have been there for many years teaching jazz. Paul DeMarinis on saxophone, Steve Schenkel on guitar, Carol Beth True on keyboards, Ben Wheeler on bass. But this year, they're bringing along a couple of students, Nick Savage on drums and Alyssa Hegwood as a vocalist. So it should be a little bit of an interesting combination of teachers and students on stage.
Then the final act, 8 p.m. on the Gore Avenue stage, is Marquise Knox.
Marquise is just ripping it up these days. He's been in Europe this year, earlier this year. He's been in Florida. He's been up to Alaska. He is really making a name for himself as one of the top young blues players in the world, I think.
So that's the lineup on Gore Avenue stage. Over on Allen Avenue at, I think at 12:30 is when you start on Allen Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when that new group
the
will
Spies.
Begin? The Spies.
Yeah, we'll have a set from them, and they are tremendously excited.
Then at 1:30 tomorrow, the 442s. Bjorn, what are you going to do?
Well, we're going to do a bunch of our completely original music that is all written by Adam Manis.
But why don't you plug everyone? You're the cellist.
Yeah, so I play cello in the group. Sean Weil, also of the St. Louis Symphony, is the violinist. And then Adam Manis is the composer and multi-instrumentalist. He plays piano, guitar, glockenspiel, harmonica, all kinds of things.
Accordion.
And then Sid Rodway, of course, the wonderful bass player. So we will all be appearing there and performing some of our tunes. And we'll also be joined by, of course, Erin Bodie. And she brings such a great element to our group. One of her tunes in particular called The One.
Why don't we sample that now? Anything you'd like to say about it?
Well, this is just a great kind of unrequited love song that really builds beautifully, and it really showcases the group and her.
Thank you. I stayed up all night thinking up things to do to turn you around. And in the morning light, I had finally broken through. I would write change your mind and turn you around. I fretted and I stressed, and I tried the best I could, but nothing came out, not a single note came out.
And that's the 442s with special guest Aaron Bodie. They'll be performing tomorrow at the Old Webster Jazz and Blues Festival. They'll be on the Allen Avenue stage beginning at 1:30 tomorrow. Bjorn, before we finish the lineup, I heard some other voices in that besides
Yeah,
Aaron.
Well, this group also kind of puts us all in a little different light. And so all four of us gentlemen sing, and we also whistle and do all kinds of things. So I think the crowd out there tomorrow is going to get quite a good show.
You all sound great together.
Thank you.
Let's finish now, Terry, with the rest of what's on the Allen stage tomorrow after the 442s, the St. Louis Jazz All-Stars.
Yeah, there's so many wonderful jazz musicians in St. Louis, and we've only got so many slots to fill. So I thought, why not try to get an all-star band together? My accomplice in this was drummer Montez Coleman, who has made quite a reputation for himself, not only here in St. Louis, but nationally. He toured with Roy Hargrove for many years. He's currently working with McCoy Tyner. He volunteered to see what he could do to bring in some great musicians. We've got Bob Dubu on bass, Peta Williams on keyboards, the great Freddie Washington on saxophone, Danny Campbell on trumpet, and Joe Mancuso on vocals.
After that, on the Allen stage, the Webster Groves High School Jazz Band, which should be fun. And then you're going to finish at 7:30, which will run up until 10 o'clock, with Jim Manley and Wild, Cool, and Swingin'. Tell me about Jim.
Jim is an amazing trumpet player, has a national reputation as well, although he makes St. Louis his home. He works in the style of Maynard Ferguson, hitting those high notes on occasion. And Wild, Cool, and Swingin' is a band that he put together as a tribute to the sound of the Vegas Rat Pack, some Dean Martin, some Sinatra, even some Louis Prima on occasion. A lot of fun.
It all begins at noon tomorrow. It's the Old Webster Jazz and Blues Festival. If you'd like more information about what we've talked about the lineup, well, everyone should just go at noon and stay the whole day.
Sure.
But if you want to be more specific, go to stlpublicradio.org, the Cityscape page, and we'll have a link to the information. And Bjorn, before you go, how about the 442s? What's ahead for you guys?
Yeah, well, we're just coming off our very successful album release, and we've...
Well, okay, let's back up there. Okay. You guys put out your first album, I guess it was in May this year.
Absolutely.
Self-titled.
Yeah, self-titled album, and it's already in the few months it's been out, it's been played on about 70 radio stations across the country.
Oh, that's great.
So we're getting great feedback, and our fall really is about collaboration and just fun concerts and great venues. So on October 8th, which is a Wednesday night, we're going to be part of the St. Louis Symphony on stage at Powell Hall series in collaboration with the fantastic jazz pianist Peter Martin and the wonderful classical pianist Peter Henderson, doing a full free concert from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock on October 8th. And then another one that we're really looking forward to is our Sheldon concert on November 5th. It's a Wednesday evening, and we're actually benefiting a wonderful organization that helps find affordable housing for seniors. So it's kind of a feel-good concert, and that's going to be a great one, showcasing the group in the wonderful Sheldon Hall. So those and many other great concerts are all listed on our website as well.
And we'll have a link to that on ours. That's Bjorn Ranheim. And Terry Perkins, any final words about the festival? Should people bring folding chairs? Any last-minute advice?
We have a lot of chairs, especially on the Gore Avenue stage, already set up. But folding chairs are definitely a good idea, especially if you come for some of the later acts, because the crowds get pretty large.
I guess there's food and concessions and that sort of
thing. Oh, yeah. Right? Great food and concessions. And it's all free.
And it all begins tomorrow at noon and in downtown Webster Groves, the Old Webster Jazz and Blues Festival. We've been talking with the festival's music director, Terry Perkins, and with Bjorn Ranheim of the 442s. Thank you so much. It's going to be beautiful weather, I think. Going to be great. So have a great time tomorrow.
Thank you, Steve.
Thanks, Steve.
Coming up next on Cityscape, a musical collaboration. This is St. Louis.